Aloha, ladies and gentlemen. Do you wonder as you go on these Hawaiian adventures, whose was the thrill of the first discovery? It happened only 150 years ago. Terrified natives who had never seen a sailing vessel gathered on the shore, believing a forest was floating toward them over the sea. The forest was the masts and spars of the vessels of Captain Cook, the first Hawaiian adventurer. In that far-off time, to go from the island to island meant days of paddling in outrigger canoes. Today, you may fly in a few hours, wherever you please. In the fresh-washed air of early morning, you board a Sikorsky amphibian plane at John Rogers Airport on the island of Oahu. You fly first to Maui, the Valley Island, famous for its highly developed sugar plantations, its high mountains, crimson canyons, and its winning polo teams. Your plane zooms down the field and takes the air with a buoyant lift. You soar aloft, drink in the loveliness of the wide expanse of Honolulu, miles long, nestling under deep foliage. Soon you are over Molokai, famous hunting ground, with herds of deer and verdant Hawaiian homesteads. Mountains are capped by fleecy clouds. They block out ocean, islands, all. You look down upon a froth of white. The shadow of the plane races below you, completely circled by a rainbow. Clouds dissolve. Lanai, the pineapple island, swims by. Miles of plants make it a great green checkerboard. Then below you spreads the island of Maui. You skirt the coast, Lahaina, ancient capital, where native chiefs, New England missionaries, hard-fisted whaling captains all held sway. A little over an hour, you have come 100 miles and glide slowly down onto the landing field. Change to a car to wind amid cliffs and tumbling waterfalls on the island of Maui. The great dome of Haleakala, extinct volcano, towers 10,000 feet into the clouds, dominating, immense, scarred with lava, garlanded with flowers. You visit Iao Valley, with sheer green peaks and misty falls, native forests, once the scene of a terrific battle between Hawaiian kings. The sun flings over the mountain rim. Another morning, and you fly again. Your plane races down the field, takes the air at 60 miles an hour. You soar into the pale sky, over tiny Molokina, like an orchid blooming on a turquoise sea. The big island, Hawaii, looms ahead, with two snow-capped mountains towering above a tropic shore. You skim down the Hamakua coast. Steep crags rise from the surf below. Deep gorges tangled with waterfalls above. Jade green of sugarcane reaches to the hills. And now, the city of the new moon, Hilo, embowered in beauty on her crescent bay. The landing field seems to swing up to meet you. You come down gently to earth, visions of splendor locked in your heart. throb of airplane motor gives place to the purring engine of a car. You motor through vast stretches of sugarcane and ranch country. Sleek cattle, blooded racehorses, Hawaiian cowboys wearing flower lace. You spend the night in ancient Kona, wander through a fascinating old royal palace. Torches glimmer. Native fishermen spear rainbow fish. Your morning coffee at a modern hotel fronting the sea never tasted better. Here in Kona, where it grew. You look far out to Kona fishing grounds, haunt of fighting swordfish, giant tuna. Your trip around the island of Hawaii brings you ancient temples, fantastic lava formations, the Kalapana beach of jet black sand, volcanoes in the national park, Kilauea, Mauna Loa, flows of lava, old and new. Hawaii is an island still in the making. Back in Honolulu. The most ravishing spot in all the islands awaits you, Kauai, the Garden Island to the northwest. Again you soar aloft from Rogers Field. Your sky road leads past the fertile valleys of Oahu, over coral gardens, a hand's breadth of sapphire sea, to an emerald isle. On the island of Kauai, you make your headquarters at Lihue. Behind the town, Mount Waialeale, the wettest spot on earth, thrusts its peak into trade wind clouds, the Grand Canyon of Hawaii. Waimea Canyon throbs with dazzling color, red pinnacles against an azure sky, purple shadows fringed with green. You explore new wonders, run over barking sands, swim in satin waters, in a cavern's depths. Over wild, rugged cliffs, you can hunt still wilder goats, or down to the seashore, listen to a musical geyser called the spouting horn. You wander from mountain to shore at will, a veritable Eden. Eden without the serpent. For in all the Hawaiian islands, there are no snakes. Here on Kauai, first landed Captain Cook, discoverer of the Hawaiian islands. We salute him, a true Hawaiian adventurer.
Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, for the past quarter hour, you have been listening to Hawaiian Adventures with Kealmoku Lewis and his Tropical Orchestra. Your narrator, Charles Frederick Lindsley.